You're listening to Vatican Radio. The pain and suffering of Christians in Syria was at the heart of a meeting that Pope Francis had on Friday with Patriarch Johanna X Yazigi, head of the Greek Orthodox Church of Antioch and all the East. On Sunday, the Patriarch will attend Mass in St. Peter's Square, celebrated by the Pope to mark the Day of Catechists. He's also due to meet with Italy's foreign minister and attend the Sant'Egidio International Interfaith Conference, which opens at the weekend. In his encounter with the Holy Father, the Patriarch spoke about the difficulties facing the Christian community in Syria and the surrounding region. He also talked about the plight of his own brother, who was kidnapped last April, together with the Syriac Orthodox Bishop of Aleppo. The two leaders also shared their hopes for progress on the journey towards full Christian unity. After their encounter, the Patriarch came to Vatican Radio and talked to me about his hopes for an end to the conflict in his country. Your Beatitude, I'd like to ask you first of all about your meeting with Pope Francis. What message did you bring to him from your people in Syria?
Yes, thank you very much, first of all, for this interview. And first of all, I would like to express all my deep, heartly love to our beloved brother in Christ, Pope Francis. And I am bearing in my heart all the pain of our people in Syria, in Lebanon, in the Middle East. And we consider the attitude of His Holiness toward our people, our church in the Middle East, in Syria and Lebanon, especially for His attitude to push to find solution to establish a peace through the dialogue, not war, for example, or anything else.
What impact did the Pope's initiative of prayer and fasting for Syria, what impact did that have on your people?
It was very important, I think, and in fact, it was all our people, they participate that day to all together to pray for Syria, for the Middle East, for the peace in all the world. And it was a very important message to all the world, and I think to all the governments, not the simple people, but to the states and to the governments, to find a solution through the peace.
You have been very personally affected, haven't you, by this conflict? Your own brother was kidnapped 5 months ago near Aleppo together with the Syriac Orthodox leader.
Yes.
What can you tell us about them?
Unfortunately, we hope and we pray and we try with all the levels, with the governments, with different persons to find a solution for this story. And we hope, but till now we do not have, unfortunately, any officially or sure information about our two brothers, the two metropolitans.
Do you believe they are still alive?
Oh, we hope. We hope this, yes.
Who do you believe was responsible for their abduction?
Oh, they don't give us any sure answer till now. A lot of stories, a lot of promises, but not any result, unfortunately.
Were you able to discuss this with the Holy Father?
Yes, absolutely. We discussed a lot of topics and subjects. First of all, I expressed all my love and my brotherly love to His Holiness personally and or my love of our church, the Antiochian Orthodox Church, to the Catholic Church. And as you know, always in the history, we had a very good relationships and cooperation with the Catholic Church, with the Vatican City. And to express all this love and support and about our procession to the unity, our unity, the Christian unity, as you know, the dialogue between the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church. We try and we want to do what we can do all together. This the desire of His Holiness and our desire. and about this political situation, about the presence of the Christians in the Middle East, you know, very important issue now, because a lot of our people, they leave from Syria, from Lebanon to another countries. And we cannot accept the Middle East without the face of Christ. We had born in this area, in the Middle East, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Palestine, you know, in Egypt. And we live in this area and we will stay. We will stay.
On the political situation, Russia and the United States seem to have reached an agreement on obliging the Syrian regime to destroy its chemical weapons. Do you see this as a first step to a solution, to an end to the conflict?
We hope and we ask all the governments to help us and to push all the countries to help Syria to find a solution through the dialogue. And especially Russia and the state and Europe, maybe they have a very big and important role. And we hope to help in this way, in this way.
Do you fear, though, a growing hardline Islamic presence in the country, even after the fighting has stopped?
About the Islam, you know, we have a very good relationships with the Muslim people in general in all this area. We live together, we have the same history, same future. We are some, let me say, like some one family. This is the truth. But now we see in our countries a new spirit of extremism from some groups, Islamic groups, and that all we refuse. And the Muslim people, they refuse this extremist Islamic spirit.
Do you think that church leaders and Muslim leaders can play a more important role in negotiating, in helping bring reconciliation?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we all, the imams in Syria, Lebanon, for example, and bishops and the priests, we are all together and we try with our people, with the Christians, with the Muslims, to make what we can do to have this calm life and this peace. Yes, absolutely.
You're also attending the St. Egidio meeting, aren't you, entitled The Courage of Hope. It must be very difficult for you and for all your people to continue to hope.
Yes, we try to be with our people and to give them some hopes to stay in their houses, in this land, in this Christian land. And for me, it is, and I would like to thank Saint Egidio for their invitation. And it will be an occasion for me to see some words, maybe a message of our pains in the Middle East, in Syria, Lebanon, especially, to make this voice listening to all the world.
Do you ever fear for your own safety?
No. We live, there is a danger, but usually we, for example, I live now in the Patriarchate in Damascus, sometimes in Lebanon, in our residence in Balamand near Beirut, from 1 hour from Beirut. And our churches are open. We have our liturgies, our services, our as usual, except some areas, absolutely, where we have difficulties in Aleppo, in Homs, in another, yes.
Are you able to visit those areas to
I have visited. I visited since last July, Latakia, Tartus, and the villages around these two towns for 15 days. And usually in Damascus, I have a program to go to visit all our churches in the city in Damascus to celebrate the Divine Liturgy, to be with our people, yes.
Thank you very much indeed for
sharing some
moments with us here at the radio.